We want to tell you about a police brutality scandal that struck in South America's biggest country. Torture is common in the prisons of Brazil. But the abuse of a Chinese man, a man with family in the United States, is forcing authorities to own up. And as NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro, the case is raising fears that police in Brazil are out of control.
Late last month, Chan Kim Chang, a naturalized Brazilian of Chinese origin, was arrested as he tried to board a flight to the United States. He had $30,000 with him and was charged with failing to declare the money. He spent 2 days in jail, and at some point during that time, he received a beating so severe it led to his death. In a country accustomed to police violence, Chan's case has attracted attention because, as a businessman, he didn't fit the usual profile of a police victim. His uncle said as much at a public hearing. How could such a thing be done to an honest worker? The uncle asked the TV cameras. Family members, some of whom live in the United States, have demanded justice and financial compensation. Rio de Janeiro politicians have promised both. But the families of most of the people killed by Rio's police get no such satisfaction. In hillside slums, police often kill suspected thieves and drug dealers. When they shot a 16-year-old boy through the heart last November, they didn't even bother to notify the family. His mother, who asks not to be identified by name, says her son's death has yet to be properly investigated.
I call down there to ask the police captain about it, and he says I need to bring a lawyer. He says he hasn't even questioned the policeman involved. I've been suffering with this for 9 months. If I had money, this would be resolved by now.
This year, Rio police have been killing people at a record rate of more than 100 per month. This mother says the police often steal bedsheets from neighborhood clotheslines to wrap up dead suspects' bodies. She says the police have an unofficial policy of fighting crime with summary executions.
They say they won't bother arresting young men anymore. They're going to kill them because the prisons are too full as it is. Officially, there's no death penalty law in Brazil, but we might as well declare one. The difference is just a matter of paperwork.
Defenders of the police say they're killing more people because of the spiraling war with local drug gangs. The front lines of this war go right through Rio de Janeiro's 22nd Police Battalion, located in an infamous slum called Maré. The police base is an armed camp. It's separated from the neighborhood by a 13-foot concrete wall. Behind the wall, Commander Alvaro Rodriguez Garcia uses military terminology to describe his officers' work in the slums. He talks about incursions and occupations. We're in a state of permanent combat, and ahead of human rights, we have the rights of the policeman, he says. And he wonders why average Brazilians seem so unmoved by the deaths of policemen. In Rio, 26 have been killed so far this year, also a record-setting pace. Commander Rodriguez is right that the murder of policemen rarely evokes much public sympathy. In fact, Brazilians often say good riddance in the belief that the officer was doing something crooked when he got killed. Marcelo Freixo has researched the history of the Brazilian police force. He says the antagonistic attitude toward the police dates back to the days of the Portuguese Empire.
Rio de Janeiro had a large number of urban slaves who circulated around the royal palace here, and the police was created to keep the poor blacks away from the nobility. To this day, the Brazilian police is used as a means of controlling the ghettos.
But the Chan case has stirred fears of police violence now spiraling out of the ghettos. Rio state legislator Alessandro Molon says now even wealthy Brazilians are nervous at police roadblocks.
Many people here pray, God help me. You're not safe with the police. There are many cases here in which people show the documents and the police said, no, I don't want the documents, I want money.
Molon and other politicians say the only real fix would be to scrap the system and start over with an entirely new police force, one that doesn't have a 200-year tradition of military tactics. But voters are skeptical. In general, they still approve of heavy-handed tactics in the slums. So Brazilians find themselves stuck between their fear of crime and their growing fear of the police. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.